local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three on a Monday. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Hope you're having a good start to the work week, and we've got a Blue Angel Red, White, and Blues week here with the Pensacola Beach Air Show, of course, the Super Bowl of summer here in Pensacola, and it's always a good time there. Complete coverage this week on News Radio Pensacola, of course, starting Wednesday with the Breakfast with the Blues in the morning. We've got the media days on Thursday, as well as the dress rehearsal, and then the full demonstrations with the Civilian X on Friday, and of course on Saturday as well. So looking forward to a great week here at News Radio Pensacola, as you are, I'm sure. Looking here at our top stories of the day, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world, we start with the latest with President Biden today dismissing calls to bow out of the presidential race as lawmakers are returning to the Capitol.
I'm getting so frustrated by the elite in the party who they know so much more. If any of these guys don't think I should run against me.
He wrote a letter to Democrats, House Democrats, saying that he's firmly committed to staying in the race as millions of voters have already cast ballots in primaries backing him as the nominee, and he believes he's the best person to beat Donald Trump in November. At least two people dead, millions left without power as Tropical Storm Beryl moves through Texas.
Sustained winds near 55 miles per hour at both of the major airports in the Houston metro area. Wind gusts 70, 80 miles per hour.
Michael Brennan from the National Hurricane Center earlier today. And in Ukraine, Kyiv's mayor says Russia's attack on the capital, one of the worst in 2 years of war. Russia hit targets in Kyiv and around the country, including with hypersonic missiles. The mayor says a children's hospital was hit and seven people in the city were killed. More than 20 were killed across the country in attacks that targeted apartment buildings and infrastructure as well. Traffic and weather together. We'll start with Alan Strum.
Similar weather continues for the next several days with heat and humidity. Possibly we'll end up with heat advisories again. High temps are going to run mainly between 90 and 95. It's the humidity that makes it feel that much hotter. All right, rain chance a little on the high side at around 60-70% for the next couple of days. So look out for some pop-up showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. As for the roads here, we were dealing with a lot of congestion in hours one and even more so in hour two. But there doesn't appear to be too much going on right now. We had some minor backups if you were traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, but even that has seemingly cleared out just about entirely. So there shouldn't be much holding you up at this time. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers you auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. You can visit progressive.com today to find out more on that. Again, that's progressive.com. Joe?
All right, thank you. Taking a look at our local headlines today, the Escambia Sheriff's Office says they have a person of interest in connection to a shooting late last week. On Facebook, the Sheriff's Office says they're looking for 41-year-old Richard Burt, who at this point is wanted for questioning only. He also has an active warrant for a probation violation. Investigators say a 23-year-old woman was shot Friday night on East Mallory Street and was taken to a local hospital. Burt's photo has been shared to our News Radio Facebook page. Also yesterday, FHP says a 37-year-old Walnut Hill woman was driving a pickup truck when it lost control, crashed into an embankment, and flipped. Now two adults, including the driver, as well as six kids, in critical condition. Troubling in this particular story is that the 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 8, 10, and 11-year-old, as well as a 14-year-old, were all riding in the bed of the pickup when the crash occurred. They were all taken to Sacred Heart Hospital under trauma alerts. In Santa Rosa County today, groups both for and against the incorporation of Navarre are expected to petition the Santa Rosa County Commissioners to put a non-binding referendum on November's ballot. State Representative Joel Rudman says that's the easiest way to determine whether the effort to incorporate Navarre should advance to the state legislature.
Any incorporation proceedings would have to clear at least two House committees, normally three, as well as be voted on by the entire Florida House. It would then have to pass the Florida Senate as well, only to be returned back to the district to be voted on by the people of Navarre in one final binding referendum.
Rudman says he's told both the pro-incorporation group and the other group opposing it that as long as he's the representative, they will get one chance to make their case either for or against, and then he's putting the issue to bed if it doesn't go through. The commissioners are the only ones allowed to put a non-binding issue on the November ballot, hence the reason why he is asking them to do that. Also, a celebration of life service today for Sergeant Jason Rickman, a 26-year veteran of the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office.
He wasn't scared of anything. He was not scared of any man. And if you called for help, he would be there for you. And that's what every cop strives for, reputation-wise. And he was just above and beyond.
Sheriff Johnson says he was a sergeant when Rickman joined the office 26 years ago. On Facebook, the sheriff's office calling him much more than a patrol sergeant on the roads of Jay. He was a friend to all, an avid fisherman who loved all of God's creatures, large and small. And finally, FDOT says a portion of Scenic Highway will be closed starting Sunday as part of a $4.8 million project. Crews are closing Scenic just north of Manalette Street for 18 days, and drivers will be detoured using Langley, Spanish Trail, and Summit Boulevard. It's just part of a project that is milling and resurfacing Scenic Highway from south of I-10 to south of Hyde Park Road. We'll take a break on that note. Back with state and national news next.
American leak detection.
Leak detection without destruction. We find leaks without bashing a hole.
American Leak Detection doesn't just find your leaks. They do drain cleaning, gas leaks, sewer conversions, and full-service plumbing repairs. They're locally trusted with over 40 years of experience. American Leak Detection. Find them online at AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the 22-minute long interview with George Stephanopoulos and President Biden, in which he pressed and pressed and pressed the president on his mental capabilities, and I thought did a very good job with the interview. Also talked with Sheriff Bob Johnson about a domestic kidnapping case that took place last night, and his deputies resolved well, and the possible elimination of the business tax receipt in Santa Rosa County, and whether that's a good idea or not. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Dales Marine Construction is passionate about creating waterfront structures and shoreline protections. Whether it's a small individual project or a large-scale corporate design, Dales Marine works hard to help you create a plan that satisfies your needs or wants for the space. From small residential docks and piers to large marinas and seawalls, Dales Marine, licensed and insured in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, the area's leader and expert in marine construction for over 30 years and proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South Pro.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Stop by their Pensacola showroom to see their products in action.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here at News Radio Pensacola, Joe and Austin hanging out with you on Pensacola right now. Informative, local, and dependable as we press on here, taking a look at some what's happening around the state of Florida today. Florida continues seeing positive rewards in recruiting out-of-state police officers. Attorney General Ashley Moody says nearly 5,000 recruits have joined Florida's law enforcement ranks since July of 2022. Including more than 1,200 from out of state, 400 of those officers moving from California, Illinois, and New York alone.
And women who received mammograms at a North Miami-Dade County hospital over a two-year period are learning that their administration and evaluation were not in line with the industry standard. The FDA is no longer allowing North Shore Medical Center to offer the screenings.
I have my scans. I believe I'm okay, but I'm still going to get checked out. But I just feel for a lot of the other women out there that if they don't know what's going on or what to do, who's speaking up for them?
North Shore says that it will pay for the mammograms to be reevaluated and new screenings if necessary.
Also in North Florida, correctional officer accused of trying to kill his spouse and their child over the weekend. It happened in Columbia County. Police say the officer, Rance Park, threatened his partner and their child. Investigators say he physically attacked the older victim several times before firing a gun twice. He was eventually arrested after trying to run away.
And the Florida Financial Impact Estimating Conference is considering today the positive and negative economic effects of an abortion ballot amendment. If Amendment 4 passes in November, the abortion would no longer be limited to a six-week ban.
Likely require for a state Medicaid program to cover elective abortions, costing Florida taxpayers tens of millions of dollars. It would strike down several pro-life laws, increase over abortions, reduce over children being born, and lower Florida's fertility rate.
Also, it was suggested that if the six-week abortion ban goes into effect, there would be probable cost savings due to fewer abortions. 6:25 on the nose, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Luckily, it doesn't appear like I've got much to talk about here. We were dealing with some very minor issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway. That's if you were traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. But the very little bit that was there about 10 minutes ago has seemingly disappeared entirely. So if you're dealing with any problems on the roads, they hopefully should not be holding you up for long.
Similar weather continues for the next several days with heat and humidity. Possibly we'll end up with heat advisories again. High temps are going to run mainly between 90 and 95. It's the humidity that makes it feel that much hotter. All right, rain chance a little on the high side at around 60-70% for the next couple of days. So look out for some pop-up showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Looking here at our national headlines, the White House today facing a barrage of questions from the press corps about President Biden's mental fitness. Today's press briefing became contentious following a report that a Parkinson's disease expert visited the White House 8 times over an 8-month period.
I hear you.
This went on for several minutes, actually. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre would not confirm why the expert met with the White House physician, citing privacy issues. This comes, of course, as Biden is facing increased scrutiny and calls to withdraw from the race.
Not a good look there. Closing arguments began this afternoon in the federal corruption trial of Senator Bob Menendez. Lawyers for Menendez will get one last chance to try to convince the jury that the government hasn't proven that New Jersey's senior senator sold out his office in exchange for gold bars, wads of cash, and a Mercedes. Prosecutors will get a final word, too. The charges are among the most serious ever brought against a sitting U.S. senator.
In California, the largest wildfire burning in the state continues to grow in size.
Our firefighters are working within the Los Padres forest as well as the foothills around that. We have temperatures in the 90 to 100 degrees in steep terrain.
And the fire in Santa Barbara County is 8% contained. Evacuation orders remain in place for areas near Zaca Lake. One structure has been damaged, one firefighter suffering from heat exhaustion as well. Flames are burning along the perimeter of Neverland Ranch, the longtime home of Michael Jackson.
And this, of course, wildfire is going on while record-setting heat waves are hitting the western U.S. That are continuing this week. The National Weather Service says that dozens of daily record temperatures will be tied or broken across the West Coast as temperatures hit the 110s. Redding, California saw the temperature hit 119 degrees, with Phoenix setting a record for the warmest low at 92 degrees. Las Vegas broke its record high Sunday as well, hitting 118. Meanwhile, cities such as Portland, San Diego, and Boise all remain under excessive heat warnings.
A pretty interesting one from Philadelphia. A radio host is parting ways with the station she worked at after revealing on CNN that she used questions given to her by President Biden's campaign for an interview. Andrea Lawful Sanders is the name there. She says that she was given a list of 8 questions from the Biden campaign, and she approved 4 of them. The interview came after Biden's debate against Donald Trump. The idea and the quote from Michael Scott from The Office is, you know, anytime anybody says it was mutual, it wasn't really mutual. But this one was mutual. Statement from the WURD radio is that, quote, the interview featured predetermined questions provided by the White House, which violates our practice of remaining an independent media outlet accountable to our listeners. As a result, the host and WURD mutually agreed to part ways, effective immediately. That's an interesting one. I would want to know one thing, I guess. Take it for us. Like, let's say that the Biden or Trump campaign calls us up. It's like, Joe and Austin, you guys, we've been listening, we've been following your show since you guys started, and you are easily the best, most entertaining show in Pensacola, regardless of format, regardless of station.
All right.
So we want the president to come on. All right, very cool. So, hey, we've got these questions for you that we'd like you to consider asking. I would think that my response would be, hey, that's a cool story, but I think we're going to come up with our own material, because I think there's obviously talking points that a campaign is trying to get across, but I'm much more curious to know what some of our listeners might want to know, issues that impact the Pensacola area. So I would say, look, we'd love to have the president on. We'd love to have Donald Trump on. But for this one, I think we'll go ahead and just come up with our own questions. And then they'd be like, okay,
keep things honest and open.
He's not going to come on with you guys. We say, yeah, the president's happy to. That's how it's got to go.
Fox
News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The Republican National Convention starts in 1 week, where former President Trump is expected to announce his running mate. Fox's Mike Emanuel has more.
Some names mentioned: Governor Doug Burgum, Senators Marco Rubio, J.D. Vance, and Tim Scott, Congressman Byron Donald, Senator Tom Cotton, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, and Dr. Ben Carson. So far, it doesn't sound like any of them have gotten the big phone call.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio is expected to attend a Trump campaign rally in Florida tomorrow. Israel continues to face aggression on its northern border, where Hezbollah terrorists launched a missile attack Sunday. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
I can confirm that there was an American citizen who was injured in Israel.
The Israeli military also says an Israeli Defense Forces soldier and an Israeli citizen were also wounded as a result of the missile attack. America's listening to Fox News.
With your money now. U.S. stocks finished today's session down slightly. The Dow Jones Industrial fell 31 points. The S&P 500 slid up 5 points. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ set a 5-day record, up 50 points. Boeing will be pleading guilty to criminal fraud conspiracy through a plea deal. That court filing says the aviation giant is a corporate felon, but the deal could help resolve one of the jetmaker's longest-standing feuds. Boeing will have to dig in their pockets to the tune of nearly $500 million. Families and loved ones of the crash victims are vowing to oppose the deal. France's hung parliament is likely to hamper policymaking in that country. That's the current news from credit rating agency S&P Global, which warns sustained weakness in economic growth could lead to another ratings cut. Oil futures for August were down roughly 1% under $82.30 a barrel. That's your money now.
Getting quality employees to...
This is Andrew Bogish with a Sports Minute sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. We already have 67 MLB All-Stars because three players have already been ruled out for next Tuesday's game in Arlington, Texas. With that many, it's hard to have snubs, but Orioles third baseman Jordan Westberg, Arizona first baseman Christian Walker, Brandon Nimmo and Francisco Lindor of the Mets, and Red Sox closer Kenley Jansen should probably be in the game. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Looking for a way to elevate your engine's performance? Start with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It provides faster oil flow for hot and cold temperature protection in the harshest driving conditions. Regular use can help your engine run cleaner and longer by defending against sludge and buildup, improving overall engine performance and fuel efficiency while increasing the time between oil changes. Make the switch without slowing down. Feed your ride Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more Wednesday at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income Financial security is about more than investments. Robert's Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Robert's Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
It's the 2024 Blue Angels Air Show at the beach, and you can hear the narration right here on News Radio Pensacola. Bring your radio and tune in starting at 11, or stream it on your phone to hear the narration from the News Radio team, plus insights from former Blue Angels boss, Captain Greg McWherter. This Blue Angels broadcast is brought to you by the Life View Group, Gray's Granite, and the Stewart Markey Group. Be sure to bring your radio to the beach to hear the Blue Angels on News Radio Pensacola.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. Let's see what we got here. It's been a pretty smooth sailing hour so far. That appears to still be the case now. It doesn't look like we're really dealing with much congestion anywhere. So if you're dealing with problems on the roads, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long.
Hot, humid weather continues across the northern Gulf Coast right on through the week. High temperatures will mainly run between 90 and 95. And don't be surprised if we see some more heat advisories as we head through the week. That humidity makes it feel like it's way up in the triple digits. Now, we've got a chance for rain here, a little on the high side, too, at about 60 to 70% over the next couple of days. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 6:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. Austin. Slow period for sports, but always something going on, though.
Yes, that is true. Alrighty, so today we had one headline. UConn men's basketball head coach Dan Hurley agreeing to a six-year, $50 million deal to stick with the Huskies. Of course, this is something we knew was coming after he turned down the lucrative offer to coach the LA Lakers earlier. But also we have just some sports that happened earlier today and are going on currently. So on the men's side of Wimbledon today, American Taylor Fritz defeated four-seed Alexander Zverev. And we also had four-time champion Novak Djokovic defeating 15-seed Holger Rune. On the women's side, American Danielle Collins was eliminated after losing in straight sets. Also, right now on FS1, you can catch Guardians at Tigers, some MLB rivalry game action for you there. That got underway about an hour ago. The Guardians are 56-32 on the season. They are the best team in the AL currently, and they are currently tied with the Tigers 0-0 in the top of the fifth. So not a very eventful game there, but still anyone's ball game. Tonight we're going to have Braves at Diamondbacks at 8:40. Not televised, but nonetheless a local team there to keep your eye on. Now, as far as what happened throughout this weekend, we had a very unfortunate headline in the college football world. Three young football players were killed in a car crash early Saturday morning. The victims were a Minnesota Vikings fourth rounder just back in April, Kyrie Jackson, and his high school teammates Isaiah Hazel and Anthony Lighton. Hazel played for Maryland and Charlotte, and Lighton played for Florida State and Penn State. Hazel was driving a Dodge Charger that was struck by another driver attempting to change lanes at a high speed. speed, and the collision unfortunately sent the Charger off the road and into multiple tree stumps. None of the victims were older than 24 years old. We also had DeMar DeRozan in the NBA signing with the Sacramento Kings on a three-year, $74 million sign-and-trade deal. DeRozan, a six-time All-Star, he has spent the last three seasons in Chicago, where he averaged over 25 points a game in that span. So big sign there for Sacramento. And then in women's basketball, we had two of the WNBA's top rookies continuing to shine this weekend. Of course, they have to be the two biggest names in the league right now. Caitlin Clark of the Indiana Fever and Angel Reese of the Chicago Sky. Clark finished with 19 points, 13 rebounds, and 12 assists in a win over the New York Liberty on Saturday. That makes her the first rookie in league history to record a triple-double. And then just the very next day, Angel Reese became the first ever WNBA player, period, to record 13 consecutive double-doubles. That breaks legend Candace Parker's previous record of 12. So when we talk about those players and how they're lighting up the league, it's not just for social media clout. Those two are really cooking.
You know, I'm surprised to hear you say that not a single rookie in the WNBA has had a triple-double. That's, you know, when you think of just all the top college players, and I know, you know, it's a jump going from college to any pro league, but
right.
you just think of any of, like, the UConn stars of yesteryear.
And especially the ones with
Sabrina Ionescu. Yeah, no rookie in the WNBA has had a triple-double until Caitlin Clark. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it is. And that's the thing. I mean, you would especially when it comes to, like, points and rebounds, you would expect someone like Brittany Griner, for example. You would expect her to, like, really dominate. I mean, I know that she may not be racking up the assists, but, I mean, just to have that height.
To luck into 10 assists
Yeah,
one game.
But yeah, not once. I mean, I don't know. Especially crazy. Because I think she saw success at Baylor, but I think when she came into the WNBA, she got hot pretty fast. So I don't know. I guess it's just never officially happened until now. So quite a notch in the belt of Caitlin Clark's legacy there.
Absolutely. 6:42 here at News Radio Pensacola, looking at some health, business, and science notes today. Boeing agreeing to plead guilty to criminal fraud over two deadly 737 MAX airplane crashes, one in 2018, one in 2019.
Yeah, the families of those who died have filed an objection to the court overseeing the case. They want a judge to throw this plea deal out, just to reject it out of hand.
Well, the Justice Department said on Sunday says the aircraft maker violated a 2021 settlement that protected the company from prosecution. Boeing also agreed to pay a $243 million fine.
And consumers lost over $1 billion to romance scams in 2023. That's according to the Federal Trade Commission. The FTC found that about 40% of people who said they lost money to a romance scam in 2022 said that the contact started on social media. Median losses per person amounted to $2,000, and almost three-quarters of those who had scammed were men.
The U.S. Postal Service is raising the price of forever stamps later this month. Stamps will sell for 73 cents beginning July 14th, up a nickel from the current price. Other postage costs are going up too, including postcard and metered letter rates. The increases are part of a decade-long financial outline USPS is calling the Delivering for America plan.
And a year-long NASA Mars mission simulation has come to an end. The four volunteers who took part in the project exited their sealed habitat at the Johnson Space Center in Houston on Saturday. They spent a total of 378 days living and working inside a 3D-printed habitat dubbed Mars Dune Alpha. NASA will be using their experiences to plan for crewed missions to the Red Planet, which they hope to begin launching in the late 2030s or early 2040s.
Target will soon stop accepting personal checks as payment. The retail giant says the policy takes effect starting July 15th and notes stores will still accept cash and digital wallet payments along with debit and credit cards. Target says the decision was due to extremely low volumes of checks being written.
And lastly here before traffic and weather, with summer now well underway, New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is calling on the FDA to ramp up innovation when it comes to sunscreen. Here's Kristen Marks with more.
The last time the FDA approved any new active sunscreen ingredients was in 1999. Gottheimer also says health agencies need to provide more guidance on how to use it.
It can be incredibly confusing to try to navigate all this stuff online. How much do you wear? When do you put it on? How frequently?
He was joined by Englewood Health dermatologist Dr. Ali Hadi.
Now, people often ask me, do I need to use it on a cloudy day, on a rainy day? And the answer is yes, you do. The skin cancer-causing UV rays are still out there.
It should be reapplied every 2 hours and be labeled SPF 30 or above and water resistant. Kristen Marks, NBC News Radio, New Jersey.
All righty. In 3, 2, 1, 6:45 on the nose. There we go. Just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Just took a look at our map here. Doesn't appear to be anything going on. It's been a pretty smooth sailing hour. So if you're dealing with any problems wherever you may be on the roads, hopefully they should not hold you up for too long.
Similar weather continues for the next several days with heat and humidity. Possibly we'll end up with heat advisories again. High temps are going to run mainly between 90 and 95. It's the humidity that makes it feel that much hotter. All right, rain chance a little on the high side at around 60-70% for the next couple of days. So look out for some pop-up showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Taking a look at some pop culture notes, Austin, would you do me a favor?
What's that?
Will you contextualize for me how big of an announcement it is that John Cena is retiring from WWE?
Man. I mean, I don't know if I'd...
Put this into football terms.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't know if I'd say that he's like the GOAT, but he's up there. So I'd say this is like the equivalent to like maybe Peyton Manning retiring. Like if you're a big WWE fan, it's like it's a name of that status calling it quits, I would say. He's the 16-time world champion wrestler. He made the surprise announcement that he was retiring on Saturday at WWE's Money in the Bank event in Toronto. Let me clarify. He's not retiring on Saturday. He made that announcement on Saturday. Cena told shocked fans that he'll make final appearances at the Royal Rumble, the Elimination Chamber, and WrestleMania before retiring sometime next year.
So you say 16-time world champion.
Right.
Is this, let me ask you this, WWE over the course of a year, how many different events are a part and WrestleManias or whatever are part of the
season
or circuit of WWE?
Beats me. I have no idea.
All right. Well, that helps nobody.
But he won 16. So that's a lot.
Okay. But yeah. But that is it like. Each fight that he's in is a world championship fight? Is it kind of like whoever he goes against, if they have the title belt and he beats him, then he becomes the new champion? Or are there certain events where the world championship is up for grabs and he's winning those?
I'm not sure. It may be like he's won, like some of these events that they're saying here, Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, WrestleMania, maybe like he won 16 of those events. I don't know what all they give belts out for, and I don't know what all, labels you a quote-unquote world champion. Maybe maybe it's like a triple crown situation. You got to win all three to be a world champ. I have no clue.
You've also said that you believe that WWE is staged, right? But it's also a sport?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely staged. They piece together these storylines and stuff, and you can tell, the fighting is prepared, but it's definitely a sport. Like, people say that it's not. It's like, no, there's a degree of athleticism, obviously a high one, that goes into these sports, and you see injuries happen because things go wrong. We've seen people die doing some of the stunts that these, it was Owen Hart, right, who died years ago.
Oh,
I was about to say, am I asking the wrong person? He fell from like over 70 feet during a pay-per-view event, and it ended up killing him, unfortunately. It's like, so yeah, there's definitely, athleticism that goes into it, definitely risk involved and all that. So it's definitely a sport, but it's a scripted sport.
Okay.
But a lot of people think that means nothing. It's like, no, it's still rough. But all yes, right. So John Cena, one of the legends of the game, regardless of how little Joe knows about him.
Morgan Wallen just threw the biggest country concert in the history of the UK. Over 50,000 fans showed up at London's Hyde Park to watch him play. He sang his new song, Lies, 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 that was released Friday. He recorded it at Abbey Road Studios in December, so very fitting that he debuts that on tour in London. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And Despicable Me 4 soaring to the top of the box office this weekend. Illumination's latest sequel in their hit animated franchise released on Wednesday. It pulled in $122.6 million over the holiday weekend. Hotly anticipated Pixar sequel Inside Out 2 finished in second place. And A Quiet Place Day 1 rounded out the top three films at North American theaters.
All right. Also, the involuntary manslaughter trial for Alec Baldwin started today. A pretrial hearing was today. Jury selection starts tomorrow. He faces 18 months in jail if convicted in the accidental death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of Rust back in 2021. We'll take a break there. 6:50, final break for us this evening. Recapping our top stories, wacky stories, and good news next.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Fans on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tomorrow night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket and lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Tomorrow night at 7, It's Still Standing, a tribute to Elton John. Close your eyes and you'll swear you're listening to Elton in person as the amazing Ben Frey looks, sounds, and performs his incredible music catalog. It's Bands on the Beach, tomorrow night at 7.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
There's a place where the boat is from. It takes away love your big problems. You can worry, you can drop them in a blue ocean. But you gotta get away to where the boat is from. Take one part sand, one part sea, one part shade of a big palm tree, and the drinks are cool and the reggae is hot, and I know this is the place for me. Get away.
All right, big week here on News Radio Pensacola, of course, around the Pensacola area with Red, White, and Blues Week. Fun all starts Wednesday morning with the Circles and Arrivals Breakfast with the Blues. That's early Wednesday. We have the Media Days Thursday, and then the dress rehearsal. And then, of course, the full demonstrations with civilians on Friday. And, of course, culminating on Saturday, Pensacola Beach Air Show. Wall-to-wall coverage here on News Radio for Saturday. And one thing that we're doing new this year that we haven't done in years past, at least since I've been around, is we are going to be broadcasting the play-by-play, if you will, but the narration of the Blue Angel performances on Friday as well. So 2 to 2:45 thereabouts. We will have that live. So if you're going out to the beach, perhaps if you're down you know, near Portofino or just somewhere that's not quite close enough to show center to be able to listen to the narration in person, you can bring a radio and follow along there. So good stuff. 6:54, recapping our top stories today. President Biden, in a letter to House Democrats, says he's firmly committed to staying in the race, as millions of voters have already cast ballots for him in Democratic primaries, and saying he believes he is the best person to beat Donald Trump this November. At least two people dead and millions without power as Tropical Storm Beryl moving through the state of Texas today. And in Ukraine, Kyiv's mayor says that Russia's attack was one of the worst in 2 years of war today. Russia hit targets in the city and around the country, including with hypersonic missiles. The mayor says a children's hospital was hit. Seven people in the city were killed. Look at our top three stories there. Final check of the roads and weather. Austin, how you seeing out there?
Well, just took a look at the map, and it's been a pretty smooth sailing hour. It appears to still be the case now. I didn't see anything that was causing any noteworthy backup. So if you're dealing with any trouble on the roads, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long.
Hot, humid weather continues across the northern Gulf Coast right on through the week. High temperatures will mainly run between 90 and 95, and don't be surprised if we see some more heat advisories as we head through the week. That humidity makes it feel like it's way up in the triple digits. Now, we've got a chance for rain here, a little on the high side, too, at about 60 to 70% over the next couple of days. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Looking at some wackier stories and good news in the headlines here. Police in Eau Claire, Wisconsin put out an APB after somebody threw cheese at somebody else's car. It happened last Monday. The victim said he felt like somebody was trying to chase them down and that the person threw cheese at their vehicle. The Eau Claire Police Department posted about it on Facebook, calling it the most Wisconsin complaint they've ever received. And their Facebook post went on to say, "Not gouda. It is unbelievable that somebody would do that. Throwing cheese is not your best look." Austin is slapping his knee listening to this. It doesn't sound like they have any suspects. People in the comments, of course, kept it rolling with more cheesy comments, somebody calling it a Swiss demeanor, and others saying, "What kind of monster would do such a thing?" Austin, you believe that you will never get to a point in your life where cheesy dad joke-esque comments will ever be a feature in your vocabulary. Is that right?
If I were to ever do it, it would be ironically. I would not like genuinely do it and think it's funny.
Okay.
You know? What? I'm sorry. You're a dad. Do you find this funny?
Absolutely, I do.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. I'm surprised Joe was even able to get through the story. I could tell. I mean, he was beating with sweat to keep his laughter.
Guess what, man?
What?
There's going to be a time.
Yeah, okay, whatever. All right, carrying on with some wacky and weird stuff here. Speaking of trends that I'm just not in on, if you want to look young, hip, and trendy this summer, apparently you just need to toss some socks under those sandals. A new poll found that almost 1 in 6 Americans and more than a quarter of young people, don't know what that means, that young seems kind of subjective there, now think that socks with sandals is a good look. 26% of people under 30 said it's usually how they roll when they've got sandals on. I guess that's the young crowd. Another 11% says that they're on the fence about it, and only around 10% of people over 40 rock the sandals and socks look. So, Joe, just to summarize what you and I feel, socks and flip-flops, no go.
No.
Socks and slides is good.
Yeah, no, like, socks and flip-flops just doesn't make any sense because of the execution there. You have the little thing there that would keep the sock from being able to let your feet go all the way through. So you would look like an idiot trying to walk around. So
I've seen people do it.
I know, but I just don't see that at all. But yeah, no, socks and sandals or like slides. Yeah, absolutely. That was popular when I was in high school. I had the Jordan slides, and I would usually wear black socks with the Nike swish on the sides. You know, it was very sporty. And
a lot of athletes wore
very
that look.
Attractive. Yes.
Were you an athlete in high school?
I was. Yeah, I was.
Well, all right. Good for you.
I played soccer my junior and senior year. Played freshman football. So yes, I was a jock.
Yes, the pinnacle of athletic performance. All righty, some good
some
news.
Some would say I still am.
Yes, some, not many. All right, so carrying on with some good news here. Dozens of immigrants are newly minted. That was really mean. Dozens of immigrants are newly minted U.S. citizens. After ceremonies at an iconic movie site, people from 15 countries took the oath of citizenship at the Field of Dreams ballpark in Dyersville, Iowa, over the 4th of July weekend. After the ceremony, the new Americans watched the annual Ghost Players game, the semi-pro team that wears 1919 uniforms made famous from the 1989 movie.
You know, and I was living in Iowa, one of my few great fond memories of living in the state was going to the 25th anniversary celebration of the Field of Dreams.
All right.
In Dyersville at the Field of Dreams ballpark there. Me and my good radio friend Clint, we hosted a live show out there for it, and then we played catch on the Field of Dreams. And yes, I took off my socks and shoes so I could say that I was Shoeless Joe playing catch at the Field of Dreams.
I assume that's a reference to the movie.
You have to watch the movie.
I'll assume so. All right, just about 7 o'clock, we'll give you another rundown of everything happening in your world tomorrow on a Tuesday. Pensacola right now.